Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live call-in talk show, so if you have any questions or comments you want to make along the way, please do. Our phone numbers are 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Please keep those numbers handy. I believe you're going to need them at some point. I believe we're going to actually ask you to maybe commit to something somewhere along the line, but you'll have to wait and hear more about that in a moment. And now here's the host of the show, usually Dr. Elizabeth Triana, who is at a conference this week. So we welcome, and very gladly so, Jennifer, the office manager.
Hi, good morning.
I couldn't think of a better title introduce you.
That's perfect.
I know you have an extensive medical background as far as training and experience. I want to make that clear as well, however.
Yes, I have a master's in public health. Mm-hmm. So where Dr. Triana usually brings you medical, better know my body, mm-hmm. the newest, latest stuff in cardiovascular updates and stuff.
Right.
Public health is kind of getting the community healthier as a whole, bringing programs to the community where there's a need.
And that cuts across a whole wide area of health.
We have infection and
weight loss and exercise. I mean, just everything.
Right. And diabetes, even if a community has a high incidence, public health goes in and tries to target the problem and help the community fix it. So we've been putting a lot of that into our practice as well at the Triana Prevention Center, spending a lot more one-on-one time with our patients about education, diet, exercises, the right program for you.
Somebody who might be listening in another part of the country on iHeartRadio might not know that we are in Port Charlotte, Florida. Charlotte County has the oldest median age of any county in the United States. So the incidence of diabetes, I imagine, is something that is something we really need to deal with.
Yes. And at the Triana Prevention Center, we are dedicated, the show is an example, to raise awareness and put the number out there, put the website out there for information, because knowledge is power. We don't want anyone to not have the opportunity to be healthier for more good years.
We often, when Dr. Triana is here, say this is the classroom of the airwaves, because she brings so much research and so much information to the microphone in such a short period of time. We have only a half hour together, so she gets a lot out.
Yes, she prepares weeks, because she knows I'm going to be talking about Know Your Body. So she'll start putting the whole system together because she wants the most out of the time we have, so that the listeners really, truly benefit from the service.
Now, she's in Cleveland right
she
now?
Is in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas,
but
pardon me.
For the Cleveland Heart Lab Symposium. They have a
world-class lab.
Yes.
And study facility.
But then also the Cleveland Clinic itself has a office, per se, out in Vegas. So that's what they were there to kind of see it. And it's a symposium. So they're doing conferences. They're doing their own events within each other. It's like peer-to-peer review. Dr. Triana was actually selected to present two of her patients' cases that came in. We did advanced lipid testing, modification of their diet, exercise, medication, and then she was actually chosen to present two of them at the symposium for the great progress that the patients made.
Sounds like an honor.
So she's already done one, and she's doing another one Saturday, and she said it's going very well.
I know from experience that she talks about the Cleveland Clinic fairly frequently, because she believes that they're doing real cutting-edge research and testing when it comes to lipids and triglycerides and things that affect the heart, not just the cholesterol that we used to pay attention to.
Right. It's a lot of inflammation markers, genetic markers, stuff that your regular lab can't do.
Right, right.
Places where all these doctors come together who know everything about one particular thing, kind of all come together and make it available. So you don't have to like travel here to get this, or you have some familiar hypercholesteremia where you have high LDL regardless of what you do. Well, you know, they're dedicated to helping that. It's just everything comes together and makes it more powerful.
Gotcha.
But while Dr. Triana's away at play, I thought we'd have some fun and hopefully get our listeners involved in today's show.
Okay.
We're going to talk about healthier food choices and also exercise. I want to open the phone lines, as you kind of mentioned, and ask at least 5 people to call and make a pledge to yourself. I'm not asking you to put any money out there or commit to anything too serious. We just want you to start thinking how we can be more healthy, whether that's better food, more exercise, making the commitment to quit smoking, maybe get your flu shot. Did you know that getting a flu shot reduces your cardiovascular risk by 50%?
Really?
91,000 patients die each year from heart attack or stroke that were actually triggered by having the influenza virus because of the inflammation it causes.
Wow. Listen to that number again. 91,000
patients die.
Wow.
Yep.
You hear influenza is a killer for people, but never realize the direct correlation with heart and stroke issues.
Yep, because of the inflammation, again, that the virus is causing.
I see. Okay.
Throughout the show, we're also going to play some upbeat music. When you hear it, I want you to get up and move.
Okay.
Research shows that if we keep our big or long muscles in motion, there is less time for fat to be deposited.
I see.
There are even apps on our smartphones you can download to kind of remind you throughout your busy day, I need to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an example is if you're stuck at your desk in an office all day, you kind of get engrossed in what you're doing and you forget, oh my goodness, I haven't been up in 4 hours. I need to. And whether that's just getting up and going to the restroom or getting water, because nobody drinks enough water. So maybe the chime on your smartphone will remind you, I need to get up and get a bottle of water.
So let me see if I can understand what you were saying a second ago. Though, this new research is coming out that's showing that moving our long muscles, our arm and our leg muscles, if we move them more than we are doing, we're not talking about playing racquetball or beach volleyball. We're talking about getting up and moving
getting
about.
Up and moving.
That will do what now?
That will give our body less time to deposit fat.
So anybody can do this. Anyone
can do it.
Yes.
You're watching TV and the commercial gets on.
Get up.
Get up. Move around.
You've seen that commercial enough times anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably a political commercial and we're all sick of those.
Yeah. So it's a good chance then to get up. Research also shows that if we maintain a lifelong exercise program of only 22 to 30 minutes a day, we're not asking you to commit to an hour morning and night or even an hour every day. We are reducing our cardiovascular risk. If we just do 22 minutes a day, we reduce our risk by 15%. That's easy. 22 minutes is not asking too much. Even if you have to take, you know, a bike ride with your children, push them in the stroller, go to the mall. We suggest a lot for our elderly people who
walk the
heat is an issue. Walk the mall. There's even actually a mall walkers club, that meets before the mall opens. So you get the air conditioned, a controlled environment, safe, no tripping or, you know.
Nice and quiet. Yeah.
And you get to window shop at the same time. Motivation and habit go hand in hand here. We got to get going and then we got to keep going.
Okay.
We don't want excuses. We're actually at the Triana Prevention Center here to help find ways around the excuse. It's too hot outside. It's raining. It's too cold outside because that time is coming. Well, then maybe there's a home video that's right. Yoga, Pilates, jump roping at home seems silly, but it's great exercise.
We have a caller. Let's see what's on their mind. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Morning.
I'm curious, when you talk about walking, are you talking about it at a pace that would build your cardiovascular or just a normal pace of walk?
We want probably a little more than normal because you do want the heart rate to go because that's what's going to jumpstart your metabolism. But when we start talking about exercise, don't overdo it until you obviously consult your physician because there are some people who we don't want to raise their heart rate.
Right, right.
Well, if you check out okay on, for exercise, what would is there a norm for an increased heartbeat? Let's assume that my pulse is 64 normally. What do I need to increase it to maintain a healthy
life? Just generally speaking, for a normally healthy adult.
You want it. Probably, I mean, there is no number. Doing something is better than nothing. You probably, if you like get the glow on your skin of the sweat, then you've probably raised it enough to keep your metabolism going for longer than if you were just sitting there.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. So Do we have some music?
We have some music. It's time to get up and move. Something that motivates.
Maybe we won't get up and move because then we'll be out of breath.
Not to mention we'd be straying away from the microphones.
Yes.
But everybody else, let that music settle in. It makes you feel like, if nothing else, walking. Maybe
walking.
Marching. I don't know.
It's kind of like fun. Sing while nobody's listening, right. Like you're in the shower.
Nobody's looking. You're in your own home or cubicle. Go for it.
We want it to be fun. We don't want exercise to think, oh, geez, I hate it. I'm not doing it.
I think there's an important point to be made on the heels of that last caller, too, which is we were talking in generic and general terms for a normally healthy adult. But there are plenty of people who have health concerns. And it's always, always, always important to check with your doctor before you do any kind of exercise.
Yes. And I wish I could have gave a better number, but really, there is no magic number.
That's going to be something you and your doctor can talk about as far as getting yourself to a level that's good for you.
Right. And knowing your own boundaries. Mm-hmm. If you push yourself today and then you're so sore that you can't move tomorrow, we don't want that either. We want you to feel good and know that you're going to feel good doing it, not get discouraged.
Why is it some people are so heck bent on feel the burn, then I gotta make myself hurt and then I gotta do it again tomorrow?
I think that is just so you feel like you accomplished something.
It doesn't have an actual medical benefit.
I don't think so.
I mean, there's probably somebody in sports medicine that would offer a different opinion, but generally speaking, you don't want it to hurt so much that you can't get up tomorrow and do some more.
Yeah, we don't want you not be able to move tomorrow, but you are supposed to rest. If you work up your upper body today, you're not supposed to work it out tomorrow.
Take a break.
Yeah, so there is some muscle things going on behind there that, you know, we need to not ignore. But don't push yourself so much that you burn that you can't get up and walk up the stairs.
Right.
Because then you've probably limited yourself to not doing the cardiovascular workout you need the next day because your muscles are so sore.
On the heels of that conversation also, I wanted to ask, because he was talking about how much walking, how fast a pace and so forth. The 22 minutes a day that you mentioned,
is
that supposed to be hardcore exercise?
That is not limited to hardcore exercise. I got to go to the gym and use the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, if you weighed 150 pounds and you just did 30 minutes of washing your car, that's 143 calories.
Okay.
So you can get the exercise other ways than walking.
All right.
Playing with your dog is going to burn calories.
Getting out and gardening. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do.
Weeding your garden burns 136 calories. So for thinking that isn't fun, maybe you can do two things at once. You weed your garden, then you don't have to walk around the block.
That's on my honey-do list for this weekend. I'll have you know.
Hopefully it doesn't rain then.
Right, right.
So you can burn calories, be heart healthy while getting things done. So don't forget that. Don't think, you know, I got to overdo it, kill myself, because again, we want it to be fun and we want it to be consistent. We want you to stay on the path of healthy rather than I'm going to do it for a month and then kind of get busy doing something else.
Right.
Work it into your daily routine so it's consistent.
If you need any suggestions, by the way, on how to work these kinds of things into your daily routine, the folks at the Triana Prevention Center would always be glad to talk to you about that.
Yes, we're always there to help. And if we can get you resources, or, you know, we're always sharing ideas. Mm-hmm. I read this great book, or I had this great exercise video.
Or here's a tremendous website you can visit, that kind
of
thing.
And also, another thing that research has shown, that working out doesn't give you the right to sit on the couch the rest of the day either. It cancels each other out.
Oh, if it were only so.
Yeah, so don't think I'm going to go do it early and then be done.
And you can't work out and then reach for the Haagen-Dazs, can you?
Yes.
That's not right.
Although sometimes it feels like I work out so I can eat. That would be nice.
I think a lot of people look at it like that.
But nobody is calling to pledge to be healthy. At the Triana Prevention Center, we put our goals out there every month to be healthy.
So you'd like to hear from somebody who will pledge one thing to be healthier, whether that's get my flu shot or cut out smoking. Whatever.
I'm going to walk more. I'm going to work on eating better. I'm going to eat one ice cream a week instead of one every night.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. This may be counterproductive in some way, but hang on. Before I finish that sentence, here comes our first pledge. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, caller.
Yeah, I got a pledge for the Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
I want to quit putting sugar in my tea.
tea and my sugar, you almost said.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad. Well, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. We'll help with the sweet tea.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. One of those people, huh? I only like unsweetened tea for whatever reason.
But see, we're from
the South.
We're from the South.
Yeah, that's
and
a big
sweet
thing.
Tea is a must. At
absolutely.
The...
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Okay. I have a pledge for Jennifer.
Yes.
I'm going to pledge to walk the 20 minutes a day.
Good.
Walk 20 minutes
and,
a day.
And where are you going to walk? Inside, outside, with somebody?
I'm going to walk with somebody. I'm going to make my husband walk with me, so we're both healthier.
Good, because motivation is the key to success here. You know, if one says, I'm not going to get up and do it because I'm tired, then the other one's there to support.
Come on, let's go. Very good. Great. Thank you for the pledge.
Thank you for the show. It's great.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If anybody else would like to make a pledge, the number 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Thinking we've got a lot more material we want to get through today at some point. Though, so.
September happens to be National Cholesterol Education Month,
okay. Which
ties into the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues. So we hope that you've tuned in to the show because you want more good years.
Right.
So this just kind of ties into what else we wanted to talk about was our diet.
Mm-hmm.
We've noticed in our practice that patients come in and say, I've been working on my diet. And we say, great, what have you been doing different? And then they kind of start rambling off what they think is healthy, but necessarily isn't the best option for them. They're diabetic and they're eating oatmeal for breakfast or a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody looks at the serving size for a bowl of cereal. It's a half a cup.
It's tiny.
Yeah. That leaves you hungry, if nothing else, and then you're snacking on something else later.
Mm-hmm.
2 out of 3 adults have high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So it's affecting pretty much everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So just if we could eat better is one avenue we take when you come in and your cholesterol is high. Before Dr. Triana chooses to start you on a medication, she gives you the chance to do diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And with our help, we hope that you take that home and really start to implement it in your diet at home.
Another thing that Dr. Triana is big on is reading labels.
Yes.
Because when we go to the grocery store, we may have the best of intentions of avoiding high cholesterol items, but finding them and seeking them out is a whole different ballgame.
Because, for example, a food label shows you how much trans fat.
Mm-hmm.
We want 0 trans fat.
Okay.
That's very hard to find, and it's going to take some work.
Mm-hmm.
And hydrogenated, the word hiding in your food label, also means trans fat.
Okay.
So simple things like that we can avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Saturated fat, which raises our LDL, is hard to avoid also.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we only want 10 to 20 grams of that per day. If you probably started writing down everything you had for the day, I'm sure it's probably more than that.
Easily.
And we're just asking for little steps, you know. Try diet and exercise for 8 weeks, and we see how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, can you stay committed to this? And if so, we give you some more time. If not, unfortunately, because of the risk factors, we might need to start you on something. But we're here to help you achieve your goal any way possible.
Well, prior to knowing Dr. Triana, and we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of this show very soon. I think next Friday is going to be the celebration of the one-year anniversary. So in the last year, I've learned a lot about reading labels, which I didn't know before. And if you are ever confused standing there looking at, and they're all confusing. I know they try to make them easy to read, but they're not. You can always get the folks at the Triana Prevention Center sort of be a translator for you, help you figure those things out.
Right. Or we can help you, like, with a meal plan even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for breakfast, you should be trying this. Egg beaters instead of 3 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or a low-carb protein shake. Granted, your kidneys are okay. This goes back into you always consult a physician before you change your diet.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a low-carb protein shake instead of another meal.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more protein because in the morning you're eating cereal and then you have no protein, maybe we can work some things in different ways.
Okay.
We need to be selective about our fruits and veggies. Everyone thinks fruit and veggies, I can have all that I want. But remember that there's a glycemic index that also goes into those foods, which might raise your blood sugar.
Mm.
So you have to be selective here. Not everything is good, but there is a lot that is good, like raspberries, strawberries, peaches, pears, apples, blueberries, cherries. Moderation.
Love cherries.
Yes. And then we need to be eating more fish per week. You know, there's some people that just can't stand it. Well, then we say then you need to be using your fish oil instead.
Which, by the way, last week's entire program was devoted to. And if you ever you say, oh, boy, I was out. I didn't catch it last week. This is the first I've heard of this show. They're all archived and you can go and listen to any of the shows from the beginning of time at TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
You can also ask us questions at Ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And then Dr. Triana will take that and make that a show for you so that you're getting your answers also.
So you kind of have a say over the direction that future shows will take.
Yes, because we're here to help. We want to put information out there that is helpful to the listeners. We also know that holidays are coming. Halloween means bags of candies laying around. Thanksgiving means pie, and Christmas means all kinds of baked goodies.
Cookies. Love those Christmas cookies.
Homemade.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you while you're sitting around your family table for the holidays to help each other. Offer support. Offer guidance.
Okay.
Give advice.
Got a couple more calls and hopefully pledges here at WCCF. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
I hear the program speaking, and yet I hear your voice. How about that?
That's what we call a delay in the business. Oh, listen to me on the phone, not on the radio.
Well, are you on the air now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I wanted to get this in. I see a break coming up. It's 11:30 by my clock. And I wanted to bring this fact out to the public.
Okay.
You're both listening, of course?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Because you mentioned reading the labels. You may be unaware in much smaller print on all labels that you buy, whatever the contents of the container is, is even smaller print, which tells the larger labels are being misrepresented.
Ah.
Because the smaller print shows actual, like it may say, zero cholesterol or zero fat content. Down below that, in much smaller print, on almost every label I've seen, and I'm very investigative in the line of health and so forth, misrepresentation, is the very small print which will say there are micrograms of the things that they're representing as not being so. So the public has to take an extra hard look at those labels, put your glasses on if necessary, and you'll find that there is a certain amount of representation still going on.
Yeah, we call those hidden ingredients.
Yep, got to look at those. Thank you for the advice, sir. That's very good point. Thank you. About, and he points out another good point, we're running out of time. This rapid-fire program this morning is whizzing by. About 5 minutes left if you want to give us a call, make your pledge, and, of course, 5 minutes for you to get any more information in.
There's a great book that we recommend our patients to read, and Dr. Triana is very passionate about that. We've all read it. Her own mom has read it and been very successful.
Okay.
So we want to put that out there because I know sometimes when you go to Books A Million, it's overwhelming, all the diet books and what should we be doing. The Metabolism Miracle goes in with the healthy lifestyle. It was written by a registered dietitian who's been practicing for more than 25 years.
Okay.
Her book helps make the right food choices to lead to a healthy life and a healthy weight for those who have failed at other conventional diets, per se, you know, fad diets. She noticed that the traditional approach doesn't help for everyone, and she wanted to be there to offer different ways to look at it, different food options, recipes, exercise.
And the name of the book again is?
The Metabolism Miracle.
Metabolism Miracle. Do you have an author name?
Yes. It's Diane, and then her last name is K-R-E-S-S.
Kress.
Yeah.
That's it. Sometimes they have you search by that. You got to have all the info when you go to the bookstore. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm here to call and make a pledge.
Sure. Go ahead.
I was going to pledge to pack my lunch so I didn't have to pick up fast food when I'm on my way out the door.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
So easy to load up on the calories with fast food, isn't it?
and the wallet goes.
Yeah, that too. That's the
that
other
means,
benefit.
That means we got to get up a few minutes earlier. But a great point to that, one of Dr. Triana's mentors is Amy Donine. She had this tip in one of her newsletters that this lady made for the week, her salads. She laid it all out in mason jars, layered all the ingredients, and then every week she had, every day of the week she had one ready. So there was no time for an excuse that I didn't have time to pack my lunch. I'll just run through McDonald's.
There you go.
So great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And good luck to you. Bye-bye. I think we ought to move again.
All right. Sounds good.
You know, it's been a good 15 minutes.
See how hard it is to forget?
It's
or easy it is to forget.
Almost slipped my mind. This idea of this quick clip of music is hopefully it motivates you to stretch your arms and legs, get up, walk around the room, take the dog out.
Yeah.
My wife is big on the dog has to go out every 15 minutes. It's not because he's got that
overactive
big of a bladder problem. Yeah. It's because she likes to get up and move. That's a good idea.
That's very
good. I
got
to applaud her for that.
Yeah. See, she was on the same track
as we
were.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully that motivates everyone else for the rest of the day, if nothing else, to think about being active and being healthy and just think about the food before we eat it.
You know, music is a good idea, too. And being in the radio business, I sort of have a bias here. But if you have your favorite songs and they motivate you to move around, then it's worth having them on your iPod or on your computer or wherever you, from iHeartRadio, you can find over 11 million songs to listen to. Find the ones that make you move. And if you're sitting at the computer working for an hour, punch the button to hear one of those songs. Get up and walk around.
Yes. We need to do that in our office. I think we'll start doing that.
Okay, good. We've got two minutes.
Make everyone in the waiting room get up and move while they're waiting.
We've got 2 minutes left. If you'd like to make a quick comment, please do. Otherwise, any closing comments from you, Jennifer?
Dr. Triana will be back next Friday, and she's looking to bring everything that she's learned from the Cleveland Heart Lab Symposium. So hopefully everybody will tune in again. It will be a live show. She loves answering questions. She loves hearing from the listeners so that she knows what to base upcoming shows on.
Let's surprise her also with something, because she's out of town and not able to listen to today's broadcast, and I know this would really make her feel great. Now, she spends a lot of time, as we both have said, researching her weekly program so that she comes with the latest information that hopefully gives people thoughts about having longer, healthier lives.
Yes.
Let's return the favor. Next week, even if you don't have a question or a health issue or a comment to make, call and wish her happy anniversary, because that will be the 1 year mark. 1 year ago, as of next Friday,
Yes. She
began this show. So everybody call, please do this. Remember, call next Friday and say, Dr. T, happy anniversary. She'll love it.
Yes. And hopefully everyone has a great weekend, and then we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. Thank you.